Right now I have with me David Tyree with Piney Grove Farm in Vinemont, Alabama.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be with you. At Piney Grove Farm, we offer Black Angus beef raised all naturally. Our cattle are grass-fed, grain-finished. We'd love for you to come try some. Our market is located at 5814 County Road 1141, Vinemont, Alabama, and we're open on Fridays from 9 to 5. You can also give us a call at 256-339-4612.
That's Piney Grove Farm, located in Vinemont, Alabama. Find them on Facebook at Piney Grove Farm and give them a try. Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt, and we have a situation right now where I want listeners to consider helping. I have on the line with me Kristen Stanley. She has an effort that she's trying to bring awareness to for her aunt, Bambi. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Kristen Stanley.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you, Kristen. For our listeners, what is the situation with your aunt, Bambi, right now?
Currently, she is in Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola, Florida. She suffered a fracture in her C4 and a incomplete spinal cord injury on June the 2nd. It was a typical day at the beach. We had decided to go down to the beach early that day. She and I decided to go out into the water. It was a yellow flag. The water was just normal. Waves were normal. And we were out there with an inner tube, and a wave hit us pretty hard to the point that it stunned me, and it knocked her off of her feet. When she landed, she did hit her neck on the floor. So the ocean floor or the Gulf floor, however you want to say it. And she does remember the pain, the instant pain of the initial fracture. I immediately ran to get her when I came to out of the water. And she was at that point floating. She could not move anything. Her eyes were closed. I do believe she was still conscious, maybe just shock. I was able to pull her out of the water. There was some help. There was a lot of people that did run to help us. And then we were able to stabilize her on the beach, at which point she did come back to consciousness and could tell us that she couldn't move anything and that she was in severe pain.
Wow, what an experience your family has gone through so far. As you know, I had a friend, Randy Campbell, who lost his life there on the beach as well. There weren't any flags in the area he was in, but he lost his life. And so thankful that your Aunt Bambi is still alive after that tragedy.
Yes, absolutely. Recently, we've been seeing more instances and tragedies with accidents in the water. Fortunately, her injuries are very terrible, but she did not have any kind of brain injury, and we're hopeful that she'll be able to make this recovery. But the one thing that I do want to say very loudly is accidents happen all of the time, and people should definitely be considerate because things happen that are in a split second. This happened, and like I said, fortunately, she is alive, but there will be a lot of extensive rehab, a lot of trials and tribulations for her. She's a strong woman in her faith, and I know that she will be able to get through this. But for those people that have been, you know, the tragedy of your friend, I'm so sorry about that. These things happen, and people need to be considerate that, you know, accidents do happen in a split second.
If you see a post and you see a tragedy that's happened, an accident that's happened, be careful what you say, because friends and family and neighbors can see that. We have to be careful about our comments, realizing that it's a public forum. There are people who are grieving no matter what the circumstance was, no matter how the accident happened. And I think that we've gotten away from that in a lot of ways because social media gives us that distance to say a lot of things sometimes that maybe we wouldn't say to their face.
Absolutely. And unless you're present and know the circumstances, you, like you said, you should be very considerate of the people that can read those posts and what they're going through, and things that, you know, the internet keeps us where we aren't human to human, and we're not being kind all of the time. And it's just not appropriate to be disrespectful when you don't know all of the circumstances.
Kristen, you're on this show right now because of your kindness, because of your heart and your compassion. That's exactly why you're able to help your aunt through the Mark White Show at this moment.
Right. And I will continue to advocate for all of those families that are being ridiculed or not even ridiculed, or people that are not being kind, because that's what this world needs more than anything. We need to consider everyone's feelings and be kind to one another, because you don't know what the person next to you is going through. So even if we're on Facebook and we can't see one another, we need to be kind always.
This is the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And my grandmother, she used a term called her bright spot. Mm-hmm. I was considered her bright spot. And we need to think about being a bright spot in people's lives. What can we actually do to be a light, to encourage, to help them in whatever challenge they're going through, to help them? And of course, that's what the Mark White Show's here to do, to make a difference by bringing us together and finding opportunities to make a difference. And Kristen, if it's okay, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to share how people can help your Aunt Bambi, okay?
That is fine. Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. Folks, right now we're talking to Kristen Stanley. Her Aunt Bambi needs your help right now. As you heard, she was in an accident on June the 2nd while visiting Gulf Shores, Alabama, and we want to try to help this family. So I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation with Kristen Stanley. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. Blue-eyed kid on second base wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I'm glad that you can join us today. I hope that you're here to make a difference in the life of someone, that you are here to encourage and inspire others and make a difference together. The Mark White Show slogan is news that unites. And I want that to be exactly what the Mark White Show is about, news that will unite us as people. Right now I have on the line with me Kristen Stanley, and she is seeking help for her aunt. This is an opportunity for you as a listener to encourage and inspire this family to show that you care. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Kristen Stanley.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
So we talked about your Aunt Bambi and the circumstances surrounding the fact that she is currently in Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola, Florida. Now, I know that the GoFundMe is titled Help Get Bambi Home. Where is home, Kristen?
Home is Southern Illinois. It's about 30 miles from St. Louis. Due to Bambi's injuries, she needs extensive rehab and as quickly as possible. In fact, they will be moving Bambi to Brooks Rehabilitation Center in Jacksonville, Florida tomorrow. Once she's there, she'll go through 3 to 4 weeks of extensive rehab. What the process is once that she finishes the 3 to 4 weeks of rehab, at that time, she will be discharged home. But we have to make sure she is independent and is able to do things on her own. So it may be a situation where she will need more rehab. As we all know, medical insurance only covers so much. So our goal is to provide the most rehab that we can for her to give her her quality of life back.
How about the travel expenses to get her from Jacksonville, Florida to Illinois?
The travel expenses could be astronomical depending on the results after Brooke's rehab. If Bambi is not independent and as far as her movements at this time, she has quite a bit of paralysis. If she's not and she is reliant on medical care, we will have to pay for an ambulatory service, whether it be an air ambulance and or a actual ambulance to transport her back to Illinois. If Bambi has great results from this rehab, then it will be a commercial flight, but we won't know any of this until we get to that point.
I can't even imagine, Kristen, the life-altering circumstances that have led to Bambi's situation right now, but I want to make sure that Bambi is okay. What are her spirits right now? How is she handling this situation?
Well, I have to tell you, you said that your grandmother called you bright spot. Well, Bambi is our bright spot. Bambi never married and doesn't have any children. She was the person that always cared for everyone else. She stands very strong in her faith. She was the primary caregiver for my grandmother who has stage 4 Alzheimer's. She's been a caregiver her entire life. So as far as her current mental health and how her spirits are, again, she's standing strong in her faith. If anyone can make these strides, I know that she can do that. Of course, it's hard. It's a very, like you said, it's life-altering. So she has her downtime, but she is calling her friends and telling her friends she's praying for them. So if that gives you any idea of what kind of person Bambi is, I know her spirit and her faith will lead her through this.
Wow, that's amazing. And to think about a caretaker needing care themselves, and we have to leave room for that, Kristen. We have to leave room that if we are a caretaker and we're a person who cares for others, that we allow others to care for us when we need it.
That is correct. And it is hard for the caretaker to accept the care, but at this time, she knows that her focus is to recover. She may not be able to be the full-time caretaker she was before, and that's okay. We are here to take care of her now.
Now, how's the grandmother doing? I realize Alzheimer's and what it does, but as far as her being taken care of, how is that going?
She has a wonderful team of caregivers, and that's comforted Bambi's heart as well. Because of her stage of Alzheimer's, I do know that she realizes Bambi isn't there, but not to the point of upsetting her or, you know, anything like that. So she's being very well taken care of. I'm actually traveling back home to Illinois, and I will be with my grandmother while Bambi goes through this rehab. My mother is actually going to be going to the rehab with Bambi. So we're making sure we're dispersing everyone. We have a large family in Illinois, so grandma is doing well.
Well, I want this message right now to be for Bambi. The Mark White Show's in your corner. I'm sorry what you've gone through, but I want to thank you for being a caretaker, loving others in the way that you do, and just know that we're here to help, and Kristen is trying to help, and you have a lot of people, obviously, who love and care about you, and you're in our prayers, and we want you to recover, and we want to help in your recovery, and so you just hang tough and be strong throughout this journey. You have a lot of people who are walking with you to help make a difference in your life, so please, let us do that. Let us show kindness and love to you, and you keep being the great person, the bright spot that you are, Bambi. So that's my message to Bambi, Kristen, and I hope that it will get to her, and I hope that this fundraiser is successful and Bambi gets the treatment that you're hoping she gets.
Thank you so much. I will make sure she gets your message.
We do want people to go to GoFundMe.com and search Help Get Bambi Home. That's B-A-M-B-I. Help Get Bambi Home, and that will get them to the GoFundMe, and they can support this effort. Currently, the goal is $10,000, and we're sitting just under $2,500. But we also want to thank Caitlin Alexis and not leave her out. She's the organizer of this fundraiser, and I know that it is a job to maintain a fundraiser, to keep it going, to give updates, to make sure that everything's going smoothly, to keep this thing rolling, because you have to have the momentum for the fundraiser to be successful. So a big shout out to Caitlin as she runs this fundraiser.
Yes, absolutely. And any donation helps, but also your prayers and even sharing the GoFundMe, the reach is very important as well. So anything is helpful.
If we can get the information, be happy to have people send cards to Bambi. I have a lot of people who love to send cards and letters and small gifts to people that we're trying to help. So if you want to do that, we'll be glad to do that as well.
Absolutely. I will make sure you guys have that address.
Kristen Stanley, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show. I'm sorry for what you all are going through, but just know that we're here to help. And I know that there are people listening right now who now know about your Aunt Bambi and want to help as well. So thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today, Kristen Stanley.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're here to bring people together, to make a difference. You know the Mark White Show is sharing the stories of those who encourage and inspire, and I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by the Mark White Show as well. If you are, please share it with your friends, your neighbors, and your family. Let them know about the Mark White Show, what we're trying to do to make a difference in our communities. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to a Monday edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. These are my kind of people. Right now I have with me David Tyree with Piney Grove Farm in Vinemont, Alabama.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be with you. At Piney Grove Farm, we offer Black Angus beef raised all naturally. Our cattle are grass-fed, grain-finished. We'd love for you to come try some. Our market is located at 5814 County Road 1141, Vinemont, Alabama, and we're open on Fridays from 9 to 5. You can also give us a call at 256-339-4612.
That's Piney Grove Farm, located in Vinemont, Alabama. Find them on Facebook at Piney Grove Farm and give them a try.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyler's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing seems to
fit. You are my sunshine. This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.